Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for March 12th to the 18th, 2016. This week, six Palestinians were killed by Israeli gunfire. In the meantime, Israel's government announces its takeover of more Palestinian lands in Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
In Kfar Kaddoum village in northern West Bank, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bil'in and Na'nin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. At the nearby Nabi Saleh village, troops attacked protesters at the village entrance. Israeli soldiers fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at protesters and nearby homes. Many residents suffered effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. For IMMC News, this is Mujd Bajjar.
Israeli occupation authorities confiscated more Palestinian lands this week. Palestinians see the move as a slap to the French peace initiative. IMMC's Rami Al-Maghari has more.
Two Palestinian negotiators, Saeb Erekat, denounced this week latest Israeli confiscation of about 600 acres of Palestinian lands from the West Bank city of Jericho, which falls under Palestinian authorities' jurisdiction. Erekat dubbed the move as an Israeli slap to recent French thoughts for resumption of peace talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, following PA's call for holding an international peace conference. He considered the confiscation of land as one more obstacle on the path of Palestinian aspiration for a statehood on occupied Palestinian territories, including the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. For a few years now, peace talks between the two sides have been on a halt after the PA has objected to settlement activities on lands owned by Palestinians in both West Bank and the Arab East Jerusalem. On a related note, member of Palestine's Liberation Organization's Executive Committee, Hanan Ashrawi, emphasized on the need for a new international tactics to push the peace process forward. She called on international players, especially the European Union, to set a timetable for reaching peace in the region, leading eventually to a Palestinian state on the 1967 borders. United Nations General Assembly had earlier recognized the Palestinian state on those borders, including the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza Strip. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
Six Palestinian civilians were killed this week by Israeli attacks targeting Palestinian communities in Gaza and the West Bank. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
Israeli soldiers killed on Monday three Palestinians in two separate incidents in Al-Baqa area in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. The Israeli army said that four soldiers were mildly wounded in the two attacks that took place nearly 30 minutes apart. The military claimed that its soldiers killed two armed Palestinians after they opened fire on soldiers awaiting on a bus stop in Kiryat Arba, a legal colony in Hebron city. The two have been identified as Qassam Jaber, 31, and Amir Jundi, 22, from Hebron City. Approximately 30 minutes later, another Palestinian identified as Yusuf Taraira, 18, was killed after the soldiers claimed he tried to ram them with his car. Palestinian medics rushed to the scene, but the army closed the area and prevented them from approaching the wounded Palestinian, who eventually bled to death. Moreover, a young man died on Tuesday of serious wounds he suffered 2 weeks ago after Israeli soldiers invaded Kalandi refugee camp north of occupied Jerusalem, Palestinian medical sources reported. The sources said that Nahed Mtir, 24, was shot with a live Israeli army bullet in his neck and remained in a very serious condition until his death. Also this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 88 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank, including occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 74 Palestinian civilians, including 6 children. In Gaza, Israeli warplanes attack on Saturday left 2 killed siblings and wounded 6 others, including 2 siblings of the killed ones. Fighter jets targeted a training site of Al-Qassam Brigades, the arm wing of Hamas in northern Gaza. The attack caused damage to the site and nearby homes, resulting in the death of Isa Abu Khusa, 6, and his brother Yassin, 9. His 12-year-old brother and 2-year-old sister were also injured in the attack. Later in the week, Israeli soldiers attacked Palestinian farmers near the southern and northern borders of the Gaza Strip with Israel, forcing them to leave. Such attacks were reported on Sunday, Tuesday and Thursday of this week, local Palestinian sources reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for March 12th to the 18th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.